Hillary Clinton trolled hard over coronavirus recovery movie recommendations, 13 Hours, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 23, 2022. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Tuesday she and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, have tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus. Hillary asked the Twitter sphere for movie recommendations while she and Bill recover from the Wuhan virus. The trolling came quick, with Twitter users suggesting 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, and Impeachment, American Crime Story, among other recommendations. "Well, I've tested positive for COVID. I've got some mild cold symptoms, but I'm feeling fine," Clinton wrote. "I'm more grateful than ever for the protection vaccines can provide against serious illness. Please get vaccinated and boosted if you haven't already." Bill tested negative and is feeling fine, the former Secretary of State added. "He's quarantining until our household is fully in the clear. Movie recommendations appreciated." Several Twitter users took to the comment section to recommend 13 Hours, a film about the attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya in 2012, when then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration were derelict in their duty to protect American diplomats. The U.S. House Select Committee on Benghazi suggested in 2016. The committee's final report in 2016 comprised some 800 pages of investigations and conclusions, which also detailed how the Obama administration contrived to misinform the public about the cause of the attack. "It's a classic. Strong memories involved," one Twitter user wrote, sharing an image of the cover of 13 Hours in response to Clinton's tweet. "This is a good one," wrote another Twitter user, who also recommended 13 Hours. "You should watch 13 Hours," another suggested. Other Twitter users recommended Impeachment, American Crime Story, a series about the events that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton, through the eyes of Monica Lewinsky, Linda Tripp, and Paula Jones. "This show has been incredible. Based on a true story," one Twitter user quipped. Another Twitter user recommended the 2020 docuseries, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, commenting, "Wild ending here," likely in reference to a scene near the end of the series, in which it is mentioned that flight logs indicate Bill Clinton visited Epstein's private jet at least 26 times. "Bill Clinton has been on that island," said former Epstein employee Steve Scully in the docuseries. "I saw Bill Clinton sitting with Jeffrey on the living room porch." Other Twitter users suggested Dinesh D'Souza and Bruce Schooley's 2016 documentary Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.